الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Thank you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, the creator of the entire universe. We send choicest of durood and salawat upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last week we had discussed the farewell advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to Hazrat Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dispatching him to Yemen as the governor of Yemen. And we had mentioned the intense love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had expressed for this sahabi. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Wallahi inni la uhibbuka ya Mu'az, that O Mu'az, by the qasam of Allah, I love you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had decided to dispatch him as the governor of Yemen, himself and Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, two sahaba, were sent. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them certain advices jointly and then certain advices individually to Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu. So continuing with those advices that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to Hazrat Mu'az, there were certain advices pertaining to how he should deal with other people when he is interacting with people and how he should deal with them. Then there were certain advices that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him with regards to his personal self, his personal development. That just as it is important to correct one's dealing with others, equally important is that a person be concerned about his own spiritual well-being, his own imani development, his own ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his own connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu that I am dispatching you now, but these are my parting advices. وَحُبِّ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْجَزَعَ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ. That always keep akhirat in front of you. Inculcate the love of akhirat, the longing for akhirat in your heart. And fear of reckoning. Always remember and understand that one day I will have to stand in front of Allah and give account. I will have to give reckoning. When this will be in front of a person at all times, then you will not find a person trespassing the limits of Allah. Why? Because akhirat is in front. At all times he understands that there is a hereafter. There is an Allah that I have to account to. I will be reckoned for every deed that I am doing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, حُبِّ الْآخِرَةِ, inculcate the longing and love for akhirat in your heart. And fear of reckoning. وَقَصْرِ الْأَمَلِ وَحُسْنِ الْعَمَلِ. Do not have very high hopes of dunya. Visions short, small, to the extent that you are going to live in this world. A very, very pertinent advice the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him. And what is our mindset? I must be set, my children must be set, my grandchildren also must be set. I got hopes, long hopes. We are making fikr for years to come. Pal ki khabar nahi, we do not even have the guarantee of one blink of an eye. And the hopes a person has is for years in advance. Allah give us the understanding, Allah give us tawfiq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahabi, keep your hopes in this dunya very short, to the extent that you are going to live here. Why? Because your real home and abode is akhirat. Prepare more for that. Send forward, prepare your investments for the akhirat. That is what will help you after your eyes close. After your eyes close, that is what is really going to help you, not what you left behind. And sometimes a person leaves an empire only to find the children or the grandchildren finished it up in a few days. They bust it up. Why? Because they don't understand the value of that money. They didn't work for it. But what a person sent forward in the akhirat, that he will see it, he will see the benefit of it, he will reap the rewards of it in the hereafter. But keep your hopes low, وَحُسْنِ الْعَمَلِ, and make your amal beautiful. Your amal for the akhirat, make that beautiful. Do not worry too much about this dunya. يَا مُعَاذُ اُذْكُرِ اللَّهَ عِنْدِ كُلِّ شَجَرٍ وَحَجَرٍ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given juncture. Literally, translating literally, Rabbi Sallam says, by every tree and every stone, at every place, wherever you may be, keep your tongue noised to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything will be giving witness for you on the day of Qiyamah, that this person took the name of Allah by me. The trees, the stones, the mountains, and everything will be giving witness for a person. وَأَحْدِثْ لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ تَوْبًا. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if perchance you have to make a mistake, then be quick to repent. Be quick, make repentance, make tawbah your habit. That no sooner a person commits a mistake, he makes a sin, we are human being, person will slip, some wrong may take place, but immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, make tawbah. Why? أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَلَّا غَنْبَلَا. A person who makes sincere tawbah as if he has committed no sin. And if a person is in the habit of always making tawbah, then tawbah washes away all sins, and if he passes away, he will pass away sinless, free of sin. Why? Because always making tawbah, always istighfar, tawbah is his habit. So when all his sins are washed away, if he happens to pass away, then he passes away free and clean of sins. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him that make tawbah for every sin. As-sir bis-sir wal-alamiyah bil-alamiyah. If you have committed a sin secretly, make tawbah secretly. And if it is a sin that you have committed openly, then make tawbah also openly. Make a public tawbah, public apology, public repentance. If that sin affected a lot of people, it was a public wrong that a person did, then make tawbah also openly, so that people may know that this was a wrong action, and he has made tawbah, he has repented. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes on to explain to the Sahabi that you are going to be in a position of honor, position of authority. You are going to be the governor of this area. But don't let that power get into your mind. Do not become overcome by luxuries and comforts. إِيَّاكَ وَالتَّنَعُمْ فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَيْسُوا بِالْمُتَنَعِمِينَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, oh Muaz, you're going to Yemen as the governor, but beware and save yourself from indulging in too much of luxuries. Luxuries and comfort. When a person gets engrossed in the luxuries and pursuit of luxuries of this world, then a person loses focus of his real goal, of his purpose. Why? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahabi, فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, the true servants of Allah, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the close servants of Allah, they are not one to go after luxuries and comforts of this world, because they have a greater goal in front of them. And this is something that each one of us should try and inculcate in our lives. Simplicity. Al-Badhadhatu min al-Iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, simplicity is part of Iman. In everything, in our dressing, in our eating, in our conveyance, in our day-to-day life, in our homes, try to come down to simplicity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells on one occasion, Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu passed by in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he had on a very torn, tattered clothing with some patches also. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at the Sahabi and he reminisces about the time prior to him accepting Islam, that what was the condition of this youngster, Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. He had the best of clothing, the best of perfumes, everything at his disposal. But for the sake of Deen and Islam, we sacrifice everything. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses the Sahaba, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذْ غَدَى أَحَدُكُمْ فِي حُلَّةٍ وَرَاحَ فِي حُلَّةٍ أَخْرَى. What will be your condition, O my Sahaba, when a time will come when in the morning you will be donning a new set of clothing, and in the evening it will be a different set of clothing. In other words, extravagance in one's clothing. That in one day, two different sets of clothing a person will be wearing. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes on to say, one platter of food will be lifted from the dastarkhan, another platter will be brought. Different varieties of food. What will be your condition? What will be your condition when this type of extravagance and affluence you will be living in? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam poses this question to Sahaba. Sahaba radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah, then we will be in a very good condition. We will have free time to engage in ibadat, and all our needs will be taken care of. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no, antum al-yawm khayrun minkum. That now in this condition you are much better off than when you are in that condition. Why? Because when you will be overtaken by the luxuries and comforts of this world, and Allah save us and Allah forgive us, then a person forgets about everything else. He becomes so engrossed in luxury and comfort, the deen becomes secondary, the things of deen become secondary, the commands of Allah become secondary, and his only focus is luxury and comfort of this world. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells the Sahabi, إِيَّاكَ وَالتَّنَعُمُ. Stay away from luxuries and comfort. Too much absorption in luxuries and comfort. And even our children should be made accustomed to simplicity. What happens when they grow up, and if they cannot keep up with that type of life, then what happens? Despondency sets in. Depression. Person becomes suicidal. Why? Because he cannot keep up with that life of luxury that he once had. So these are advices of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we have to take to heart. Then Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, as I was about to depart, I asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give me some parting advice, something that I may hold on to. What is the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the most beloved action to Allah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, أَنْتَ مُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطْبٌ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That your mouth should come in such a condition that your tongue is moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will that happen? How will that happen? Does any one of us know when we are going to leave this world? When is mouth going to come? Nobody can say with guarantee, I'm going to live for so long, I'm going to die at this moment. Mouth can come at any time. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling him, as far as possible, whenever you have free time, remain busy in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when mouth comes, if the angel of death comes knocking at that time, your tongue is moist in the zikr of Allah, and you're leaving this world while taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much free time we have during the day while driving, instead of listening to unnecessary things on the radio, etc., we can engage in the zikr of Allah, reciting Durood Sharif, reciting Subhanallah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while doing our day-to-day activities, keeping our tongue moist to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, it will happen inshallah when the time comes for us to leave this world. And tamut wa lisanuka ratbun min zikrillah. That when you are passing away, your tongue will be moist to the zikr of Allah. You will be taking the name of Allah and leaving this world. That is the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives Mu'adh radiallahu anhu another advice. He says that now, as I was getting ready to leave and my foot was already in the stirrup, I was about to jump onto my conveyance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, أحسن خلقك للناس. O Mu'adh, when you are going to Yemen, then make sure you show the best and most beautiful character. Make your character beautiful. Deal with the people in a good way. Portray the beauty of Islam to the people, so that people may see your character and be attracted towards Islam. And it should not be such that people should look at you and be turned away from Islam. So make your character beautiful. Then it comes to the final moments, the most heart-rending moments, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now bidding farewell to the Sahabi. He jumps onto his conveyance. He's sitting on the horse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding the reins of the animal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is seated on the conveyance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking him out to the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara and sending him off. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking, and he tells Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Ya Mu'adh, innaka asa alla talqani ba'da ami hadha. After giving him all these advices, parting advices, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Mu'adh, look, this is our last meeting. After this year, you will not meet me. If you have to come back to Madinah Munawwara, وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي هَذَا وَقَبْرِي. Oh Mu'adh, when you will come back to Madinah Munawwara, you will pass by my masjid and my qabr. No. Just ponder over what we had mentioned in the beginning. What was the relationship between Hazrat Mu'adh and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَاللَّهُ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ يَا مُعَاذِ. By the qasam of Allah, I have love for you. And here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling Mu'adh, literally, this is our last meeting. You are not going to see me again after this. You will come back, you will pass by my masjid and my qabr. The hadith says, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu began sobbing like a baby. You can imagine, what must have went through his heart? His heart was shattered. He began sobbing and crying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not tolerate and see his sahabi in this condition. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns his mubarak face away towards Madinah Munawwara. And then, to console him, sahabi, that, oh my sahabi, remember, you're going to be far away from me. This is our last meeting. You're not going to see me again. But remember, inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon. Man kanu wa haythu kaat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was consoling Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, but this is an advice for you and I and all of us. That, oh Mu'adh, remember the people who are closest to me, the one who is closest to me, al-muttaqoon, those who are always in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are hold on to taqwa, they are the closest to me. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Whoever it may be, wherever he may be, perhaps you may be far away in another land. But if you have taqwa and consciousness of Allah in your heart, you are closest to me. And you may be sitting in my company, right in Madinah Munawwara, but minus the taqwa, if you don't have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are breaking the orders of Allah, then you are far away from me, even though physically you are near me. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon, man kanu wa haythu kanu. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dispatches the sahabi. So we understand the importance of the effort of deen. Deen and the effort of deen always took priority in the lives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and sahaba. What emotions must have went through their heart? They could have thought that, let me stay behind. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling me, I'm not going to see him again. Why should I go away? But the call of the effort of deen was there, that he had to go there. He was ready to sacrifice the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Allah give us tawfiq to inculcate these advices. The advices that were given to Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu at the time of being dispatched to Yemen. These were advices that were given to him in specific, but it is for all of us in general. All of us can imbibe these beautiful qualities that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taught to the sahabi. Allah give us understanding. وَأَقِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنة رسوله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يوفقنا كل خير ويرزقنا الاعتصام بأوامر الله واتباع سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأفردهم زيد بن ثابت وأقرأهم أبي بن كعب وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Just ensure ourselves are straight. Stand shoulder to shoulder with our heels on the line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين شفاء كاملا وارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.